USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has approved a federal disaster declaration for the state of Texas, getting some much-needed help to that state as it recovers from one of the worst winter storms to hit it in years. According to a statement from the White House, the declaration will provide assistance to individuals who sustained losses due to disasters and offers to help repair public facilities and infrastructure. Texas Governor Greg Abbott thanked the president for the declaration, calling it a good first step. In a release, the governor said that the president's order only provides assistance for 77 of the state's 254 counties. And the Justice Department says a 95-year-old Tennessee man has been deported to Germany to face charges for his role in the Holocaust. In a statement, the department said Friedrich Karl Berger was ordered out of the country after a February 2020 trial where he allegedly admitted to guarding prisoners at the Neuengamme concentration camp in Germany in 1945. Berger becomes the 70th Nazi removed from the United States, having been deported earlier this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The United States has begun admitting some asylum seekers after the Biden administration ended a Trump-era policy that kept migrants seeking asylum outside of the country until their case could be heard. Douglas Nichols is the mayor of Yuma, Arizona, and he tells Fox News that local officials from cities on the border were not notified of that change of policy and should have been included in the process.
There needs to be some common sense to this. If you're going to change the dynamic of a community, you really need to have that community engaged. For instance, a community of our size, we're roughly 200,000 people. We don't have a network of NGOs that are, or nonprofits set up that could really address this situation. So that is common for most small communities along the border. So there should be a prohibition of releasing in smaller communities. The releases should be happening in communities that have some sort of nonprofit set up to address those humanitarian concerns that are owned by the migrants.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Texas continues to work to get power back on to all of its residents, some are pointing the finger at the state's renewable energy industry as the reason for all the electrical issues. Josh Rader is the mayor of Georgetown, Texas, and he tells CBS News that it didn't matter what the source of your power was. When the grid was stressed, everyone was affected.
Georgetown has energy contracts with some renewable energy generators, but we don't take that power directly from those generators. That power is created and then gets kind of dumped onto the grid like every other source of power in the state. And so we're pulling power just like every other city in the state from that grid, and where it originates from has really no impact on how much electricity we get. It really just has an impact on how much we pay for our electricity. And so when the grid, you know, was stressed these last few days, we were stressed just like everybody else. It didn't matter what our energy contracts were. We were still being curtailed by ERCOT at a rate of almost 40% of our normal power usage, and we were rolling blackouts just like everybody else.
And one of the most well-known celebrity power couples are calling it quits. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce from Kanye West. TMZ reports that Kardashian is seeking joint custody of their four children, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. Both are abiding by a prenuptial agreement. Kim's reality series, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, ends its 20th season this year.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.